What are you learning?
The learning condition.
Yeah. What do you want to ask? You learning halacha? What do you want to ask? Huh? Well, like Kiddushin Shailas. What are you learning Kiddushin?
Sir? But not up to halacha ma'aseh and Kiddushin. We think they're young.
Yes, they're a bit young.
A little bit young.
What age are you supposed to get married? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? What does it say? No, what you learn the Gemara? You're not that far yet. 18. 24. 18. Be quiet. But it says, I tell you. I tell what it says. It says 16, 18, 20, 22, 28, 24, and Chometz Chaim is 25. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, very interesting here. The Gemara brings many, many. Abaya said very young, and this one went older. It goes many years. What's the Shulchan Aruch there for? To tell you halacha lemaisa. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in every verse in the beginning, and it says, when should you get married, it just brings the whole Gemara down. 16, 18, 20, 21, 24. We're none the wiser. Normally, the Gemara's got many chitters. The Beis Yosef did a gewaldige chochma. Who was the Beis Yosef? You know him? Who was he? What did he do? He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He had big siyata deshmaya. In his tekufa, min hashemayim, there were three big Rabbi Yosefs in his time. One was called Rabbi Yosef Karo, one was Rabbi Yosef Tatyachik, one was called Ribei Rav, three Yosef. And in hashemayim, the time had come that he had to give Klal Yisrael clearly halacha lemaisa. And Beis Yosef got it. They said the reason being because it's anivus. Everyone's anivus. Anyway, Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, correct. And the Beis Yosef with the Shulchan Aruch takes the Gemara with a gewaldige chochma and makes halacha. So he had a few rules. One of his rules was, you've got a machloikis between the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. What would you do? You take Boserov. Two. If there's any two out of three, the machloikis, two out of three, you pass in accordingly. He had his set rules. Came to Kiddushin all of a sudden, everything down. It's the same as learning the Gemara. From 18 to 24 in the Chofetz Chaim, 25, brings it down. So I once asked Rav Eliyoshev, what type of Shulchan Aruch is this? So he answered very clearly. He said, this particular fear of getting married depends on different kufas. Sometimes the boys are more mature, they're ready at 18, and sometimes they're not so mature, and they have to wait. So that's why the Shulchan brings down all of them, to make sure that different ages and different stages and different types. Tkufas is a thing, you have to be different. And nowadays people say that you must be very careful. If a boy gets too old and his mind is not the way it should be, so you have to each ask your Rebbe at the time when to do it. And the Rambam says, when it says Ben Shmoin Osa, it doesn't mean 18, it means when you enter the 18th year, that's 17. Right? By the Chassidim, it gets younger and younger, and the story has it that in Satmar, there's a limited amount of aliyahs, and you always have to give the one that's more choshev. There's once a bar mitzvah boy, and an oifu for a chosen. And ask the Rebbe which one comes first, as you see which one is older. Anyway, so then Kiddushin, not halacha lemaisa. But where are you up to in Kiddushin? You don't want to say. It's the base or pass it?
We're up to Mekadosh Benova.
Mekadosh Benova. Ma, then if you Mekadosh with a check, it's good enough. Yeah. You give her a check.
Or a cash.
Yeah?
Cash is for sure.
Cash is good. Cash is not considered kesef.
It has a value?
Hmm?
Dollar bill
A dollar bill is not considered value itself. A check you can cancel. You can't cancel a dollar bill, can you? You can tear it up.
It's more than dollar. So the government.
Yes, that everything. Excuse me if I do a bit of sniffing. I've got my voice is gone. So I know it's bad manners to sniff, but I can't remember. The value of everything is according to the way a person values it. Nothing's got its own value. The value is the way it's treated. Why is this worth something? Because people pay money for it. Mm-hmm. So a dollar is today's. They say that in a few years' time there'll be no more dollars and no more cash at all. It'll just all be cards and credits. But at present, that's our kesef. How to deal with you? Quite right. Comes to Pinyan Aben, for example. We don't give cash at all. We give a piece of silver. especially with 96 grams of silver. They're very careful to give silver. It should be quite right when you need. But when it comes to McCallish and Isho, there was McCallish with a ring. The ring has got its own value, that's correct. That's very correct. And one of the big McCallish per mill, must give something that she appreciates, that she gets across. That's correct.
So what does the Rav say about a check? Because
it check
can
is not,
it?
Yes, a check can be cancelled. It's a big machloikis because of the check. If it's called good enough.
But that's not asked mechanic from mill valve because you can cancel it.
Yes, but it is. Many years ago, there's a new shalayim called, in Bnei Brak Yerei Seva on Kinyonim, it's called a Rav of Shmuel Lezerstern. Maybe the big Talmud Chacham has given many svarim out. The Talmud of Rebbe Vozner. And he's for years always wanted to get into Rav Yosef. So he gave us, he printed the whole sefer on Kinyonim. So he decided to go to Rav Yosef, and he'll ask Rav Yosef a few shaylas on his sefer, he'll get in. So he stood, he went to Yerushalayim, as you probably, you heard about Rav Yosef? Out of this world, man, out of this world. If you press the right button there, I'll talk for 2 hours on him. out of this world, Rav Yosef, kula tera kula. Every day there was a line of people, every day. Anyway, he said, he stood in the line, and it came his turn. So he said to Rav Yosef, I'm giving out the sefer. I've got a few shayles. So we have some very sorry, you're not fair. These people need to know Aloch Lamaisa. He's only opened a limited amount of time every day, and you're taking away their time. You're not fair. You live in Bnei Brak, you want the sefer, go to Bnei Brak. So he said, look here, Rebbe, I've come all the way. I'm in the, you know, don't send me home for nothing. She said, all right, ask two shayles. So he took two of his two shvayas to shayles, I don't remember what they were, and he asked him. But he answered as usually always immediately. Then Rav Stern said, I've given out a sefer, I'd like to present you with a sefer. To which Rav Yosef said, I don't take my tonus, I'll pay for it. So Rav Yosef took out a check, and wrote him out a check. To which he said, Rav Yosef, is a check called Kesef or not? Aspadin Machashail, you know. It's a big shayla, but the check is or isn't called Kesef. It's a very big shayla.
Metaltalin with Kesef?
Well, huh?
You're kind of with Kesef anyway, Metaltalin?
No, Metaltalin.
No, so anyway, it wouldn't be kind of the check.
No, that's right. I just wanted to. Metaltalin. Many years ago, it can be kind of. Kinyonim is so important. Many years ago, someone came. There was a family, interesting. There was a father, a mother, a very rich man, and he had many children. Only one of them was a big Ben Torah. And this father had a huge library, a really huge library, and he wanted, after his death, he wanted that the Ben Torah should yashen his for him. So he did a shtick with him. He called his son in one day, and he said to him, look here, I know there'll be a fight. I am makne you all my sforim, that here, you can have my library, it's yours from now on. And later on, when I die, he says, they can divide everything out equally, but this is yours already now. Fine, but don't tell anyone. Fine. No one knew anything about it. From time to time, he would walk in and take his sefer out and take it home, because he says, it's mine anyway, he's giving it to me now. One day he walked in and take the sefer out, and his mother sees him taking a sefer. He said, hey, what's all this about? Why are you taking a sefer? So he had to say, look, your daddy has given me this library. Do you mean the library? What's happened? She wasn't as a big fan of Bnei Torah. What's happening in this Torah? Not fair. Went along to her husband. Did you give him the library? I did. He mustn't do that. If so, deduct everything. They had a big argument. So the father called in the son and said, look, you're spoiling my shalom bias. Do you mind to give me back the library? So he came and asked me a shayla, is he mechuyev kibadav? Kibadav is a big mitzvah. You only mechayev to mechaber your father with what? With his Rav Shalav. So for me to give away a whole library is a huge amount. My father is very upset, it's true. But how much am I going to give away? Good Shaila? What would you say? Go to a Rav. Huh? So I said to him, tell me, what kinyan did you make in the library? So he said, here, took out a piece of paper, gave a shtar. Said, my father gave me the shtar. Said, you've got nothing at all. The shtar is no Kenyan. He wanted to give it to you, but he didn't give it to you. Nothing doing him, so I'm afraid to say, you don't own anything at all. Only the Torah. He would have liked to give it to you, but he didn't give it to you. And the same as ours, you can't be Kurdistan. Without a Kenyan, nothing belongs to you at all. Like you're learning in the of Chavov, Kenyan, Agav, and think I'm late on Kiddushin, and of Chavov, how you can an elephant. Have you learned? You know,
Second
chain. Second chain, Rish Makadish. Rish Makadish, Rish Makadish, Boy Bishloch, Mitzvah, Boy, Yosef Bishloch. Except, what can't you do? Can you make a mitzvah, a shliach to put tefillin on? Why not? Mitzvah Shebegufe. And what's about Bris Mila? No, can someone, huh?
Yeah.
A child is born. Who does the Bris, the father or Moyo? Who's Mechuyev to do the Bris?
The
father. The father. Does he do it?
No.
No. He makes a shliach. How can he make a shliach? Not mitzvah Shebegufe. Which mitzvahs are yes Begufe and which are not Begufe?
He's good.
No, not on the goof. No. The mitzvah, Sheikh Lulav. Can I make a mitzvah, a shliach to Sheikh Lulav? Why not?
Because
I have to do with my goof. Right, so the Torah says, I must mal my child. What does that mean?
Was
it, I must mal? No, not, I'm not with him. Not sure. I don't think he's got, he hasn't got the mitzvah at all.
Because here, it's a totsah. The mitzvah is to bring about the totsah. By shaking the lulav, it's the ma'isa. There's no totsah of that lulav shaking.
No, you're saying, I'm not denying it, though. You're saying a kiddush. This is a choice. That's the kasha. It's a kasha with the teretz. You know, sometimes there's no kasha at all, and the kasha with the teretz. It's a mitzvah. The Torah gives you a mitzvah tamal. So the Rosh is saying, yeah, it's not mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make sure he's gemalt. Nimoil, make sure he's gemalt. If so, you can give it up. It's already a big kiddush. Even so, the shach says that if a father can do bris mila himself, he shouldn't give to someone else, because it's a bedievet to give to someone else. I remember many years ago, you might not appreciate this, there was a child born to a father who wasn't a moel before, and he wanted to practice to make sure he knew it before. So all week was practicing on a banana. Yeah.
And, it's good, you know, for faster.
Yeah. And besides, the two things you have to do in the bris mila, chitur, take off the olo, and then roll up the underneath skin. You roll it up, it's called Priya. So he was practicing on a grape all week. You know? Anyway, you messed the whole thing up, something terrible. Really. If you're not a moel, don't take it up. So mitzvah lechatchila, you quite a lulav, you can't give it to someone else. Hadlokas ne menorah, can someone light the menorah on your behalf?
Yes.
How do you know? Because you've done it. People go away, they make shluchim to write out the menorah. Because there the mitzvah was on the household, it should be done, to chiddush. At lokas ne'er Shabbos, you make a shliach to light ne'er Shabbos, and the ikar is like you're saying, there should be light in the house. Imagine the mitzvah itself, so you can't make a shliach, you're picking a ben, all the case, because it's boy. Afrosh is Tumas HaMais, it's a posik. That's what it is, you can be mafrish Tumas HaMais, you have to take ma'as yourself, you make a shliach to take the ikar the chalois. The same geshäft. Sometimes the ma'isa mitzvah, to put tefillin on, not because it's on the goof, because the ma'isa mitzvah is, not the goof should have tefillin on, the ma'isa mitzvah is that Mashen can hear the mitzvah is to be the lal chalois. That's correct. You're learning the second Seder? You're learning the...
It's still in the end of the first parak.
Huh?
It's still in the end of the first parak.
At the end of the third parak?
First parak.
Ah, so you learned Kibbutz Avraham, you learned already, huh? I'll ask you a very severe question. You're sitting at the table Friday night, all your parents, all the siblings along, and the salt is near your father. Can you say, Ta, pass me the salt? You're smiling. Very severe, Shaila. So the Gemara brings down there, the one down my room. But the father made him, I used to come home, and my father made a drink, and my mother diluted the drink. What's Loshna Gemara there? And he told him, don't drink it. Not Loshna Gemara there? He told him, you've got to give a kiddushin in there. He told him, I came home with Bissam Evish. Abba, my father, madly likisa, poured me out a drink. Ve'ima, my mother, Mzagel, had diluted it. Heche Avid. If your mother makes you a drink, you can eat it. Drink it. Your father, you may not take. You can't use your father as a shamus to make you a drink. He tells me always, Abraham Kanievsky, that his father once made the stipend and made him a drink. He asked the presentation, how does he don't drink it? During the second peg, is also the Toshid of the Norman. Here we are, somewhere here. Where's the key? Here we are. Here we are. With two people sitting under the tree. You learned this come on? Handebay tree, there were two people. They have a shoshu, they were drinking chambro wine. Two say under tzipi, a willow tree, the bobber. Shokel, the two men sitting under a tree in bobber. Shokel chad minayo, kisi the chambro. One of them took a cup of wine. B'yoiv le lechavre, and gave his friend. Omain, he said, mekad sheli bratech lebri. You've got a daughter, I've got a son. I'm giving you on behalf of my son that you can mekadish your daughter. The Gemara says are clear that kol zman a girl is a ketana, who's mekadisha? The father. So you got a daughter who's a ketana. I've got a boy, but I can't do on his behalf. But we assume that I'm allowed to be a shliach of his. So I'm giving you. You don't need permission from your daughter. So I give you a cup of wine, and I said your daughter is married to my son. That's Gemara's here. Omer Ravina. Even if you hold that the Gemara says that perhaps the boy agrees, why should a son agree to the father doing things behind his back? I'm not a shliach of my son, it doesn't work. How do you know the son didn't tell me? Dilma shliach shavsha efsha, the boy made the father shliach to mekadesh for him. Says the Gemara, loy chotziv inesh. No boy will have the cheek to make his father a shliach to do something on behalf. But that's not a mitzvah, not a tzur. To ask your father to do something is a major problem. You want to ride in the car. And your father has got you've got no car. Dad, give me a ride to thing. Muta the osa. I'm not telling you osa. I'm just saying it's a shmer, says Rav Yoshim, because of Tamon. The Gemara says like this. You got a way around it. Don't say, give me a ride. You can say, my father, you know I have to go to yeshiva, you know it's late, you know, there's a, I'm not saying, give me a ride. And if the father offers you, but here the Gemara says that when the father offers you a tea, you shouldn't drink it. What is it? That's right. So if he does to you a shamosis, you may not take it from him.
Why isn't it automatically out shmachal korda?
Yeah, he might be mocha, but that's a chutzpah. No, if he's mamish mohabbat, the Gemara says, and Shonar brought down, that even if he does it, it doesn't mean he's automatically moichel. He knows that it's, you've got a problem, so he's helping you out, but doesn't mean to say, he's not very happy. The father isn't very happy always to do this, is he? He has to do it because the child has said, I'm late. He's not very happy the child is late. Not always when the father does something is he very happy. He can't help it. So if it's a mother who has to make lunch for the child, or has to sew a button on for the child. So that's a duty. So we say, you're not asking us to do something out of line. But if you sit at a table, and you've got some food on the table, it's a bit distant, you say, Father, pass me this. I'm not sure there's any hetter at all. Come on, you made a shamus out of him. It's something that it's a shamus. If he stretches your hand out, he sees you doing it, he gives you, maybe you can do it. But to go along and ask him to do it, Dilma Artsuya Artsikame. He didn't ask his father directly, he just sort of showed he's interested in it. Dr. Avalyoshi, if you show your interest, you haven't asked him, that makes it easier. You show you're interested in something, but to go and ask your father to do a shamosas, I don't remember there's any head for that. Kibidavim is so hard. That the one Amora says, I'd rather not have a father because I'll always have to be over something. You know, there's a machlokes in Kibbutz. Who is the bigger Kibbutz, Esav or Yaakov? Who is called the biggest mumre in Kibbutz? It's called Esav, correct? Right. Very interesting. Chasam Sofer says, when you talk to the Rosh Hashiva, you talk in English in the third person. Is my English good enough? Yeah? what does the Rav want, what does the Rosh Yeshiva want, what does the Rebbe want. You don't say, what do you want, because you is not nice. When you talk to a father, how do you talk? What do you want, or what does father want?
You.
You got a raya? So you give me a chumash, breishes, you got a chumash breishes, you see a machloikas, Yankov and Esav. He's okay in Yitzhak, I told so now Yaakov comes in. In he goes. Yaakov talks to his father, I am your firstborn. Everything you.
Kumna.
Esav comes in. Kumna, straight you. Esav comes in, says, Yochum Ovi, third person. Yochum Ovi. Esav talks to the third person, Yaakov says, you. Chetach Sim Soifer, Agvavi Yakidish. Aloha ki Yaakov. You talk to your father. Normally, Esav is called the Kibadav. Man, and this thing, you talk to your father, you're allowed to say you. I know a lot of people talk to their father in third person. In fact, Aloha Lamaisa, you're allowed to say you to their father. Sim Soifer is a Kiddish. Kibadav, Vayim is a Moya Dikero. It's a tremendous mitzvah. If you learn the Gemara well here recently, Gemara brings very interesting. Gemara brings down Hadhechan Kibud Avraham. Gemara says that brings a right from who? A goy. Don't miss him. A goy. Not nice, but that. Only the best rights from a goy, or anything else. What did you do? And there was a very funny chetim. Say his father was there, and Tosfos the Kasha. His father was there, and the key was under his father's head. He wouldn't wake him up. By the way, this is more important. If you come home late at night once, the door is locked. Your parents are sleeping. What do you do?
Sleep at
night.
Don't push it. Don't push the answer.
The shyness is parents wake up and you're not home. You're going to cause them much more agnes nefesh.
She's making a shikl to all. I'll tell you another one. Someone's got an old father, and he phones up in the middle of the day, and he's a sovik with his father sleeping. If you phone your father, wake him up. Major problem. Bear in mind, Kibadav is a major problem. I've done an interesting trial which I had one some time ago. There's a boy, he needed to have an injection because when all of a sudden got an attack, he needed to have what's called intravenous. There are two types of injections, intramuscular and intravenous. Intramuscular means just put it anywhere in the muscle and spritz it. Intravenous means it must get the vein. To make sure you're in the vein, when you put it there, you draw a bit of blood to make sure then you're going to... If it's on Shabbos, it's intramuscular, you do no issue at all. You put the needle in and put it in, nothing wrong. If it's intravenous and you draw blood, the issue daraisa called Netilas Neshama. To take blood out on Shabbos and you want it, is the issue daraisa. This boy, when he got an attack or something, he needed intravenous. So he told me like this. And Shabbos after, he said, my mother, he says, she does it always first shot. She draws once and that's it. When I do it myself, I do it 6 or 7 times. So for me to do it, I've got 6 Kol Shabboses. My mother's 1 Kol Shabbos. So on Shabbos, I always give her to do it. Shabbos afternoon, I got my attack and my mother was sleeping. Can I wake her up to say 5 Kol Shabboses? I'm a foolish Toysfus, he says to me. Toysfus in Soita, Tiflamot Zayim, brings a ketimsa about parents who are sleeping and the child wakes them up because the father is satisfied for a reason. He said, Zet Nidok, if a father or a mother is happy to wake up, there's no issue at all. I'm sure the mother in this case would be happy to wake up and therefore it's all right. So you have to weigh up. So now the Rebbe is saying, if you come late at night and the father wakes up in the middle of the night and see you're not there, yeah, so then you must be careful not to come late at night. You've caused him that. But to make a noise in the house sometimes, and parents are sleeping on Shabbos afternoon, or the Bema. Someone's asked me a Shmer HaShayel. He said, Friday night, he said, my father's always very tired. So the other week, we were benching Friday night, and my father fell asleep in the benching. Am I allowed to wake him up? So I said, what's it? Tell your mother to wake him up. She said, she's sleeping too. Can you wake your father up for Zman Krishma? He's sleeping, it's really this past man Krishma. Can you wake him up? It's not If it's going to be ordered before Shabbat. Mm-hmm.
The Svarim say when you do a mitzvah, you mekayim kibbeh horim, because the parent is hard. Do you have to have that in mind? Is that a din in mitzvah shrichas kavana, or you?
If kavana, you get the biggest Svarim. Everything you do nice, good. The parents have nachas from it's sort of a bit of an incentive to make you happy that you're doing something.
Is that a ma'akev? Because we pass in the mitzvah shrichas
kavana.
Would you need to have that kavana?
As you're done in the morning, kibbutz with them, it's a bit far fetched. It's a bit far fetched, everything, the pile on there, it's a bit far fetched. But kibbutz is every moment of the day. I remember there were once the Briscoe's son, Rebel, the Rov was standing there, and Rebel was answering, and the Rov dropped something. So someone bent down to pick it up. Rebel said, "Hey, it's my mitzvah, my tatten." He did it.
I think they're all
here.